Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on winning every meeting. And welcome to track 5, where we're getting skills. You will recall from the system for winning every meeting that this is the third pillar, getting skills. In the last two tracks, we went deep into the 4-step protocol and the meeting protocol for how you best prepare yourself for your meetings, and then once you're inside, how you best drive your meetings to achieve your intent. And here we're going deeper into a different type of preparation. Really, building skills is long-term preparation, and it might in fact be the most important type of preparation. Why? Well, how do you win every meeting? It's almost like asking, well, how does a team win every basketball game? They get better and better and better at the game. They develop better skills and they win more. And the same is true in the context of winning every meeting. If you want to drive more of your meetings from your intent all the way through to your results, you get better and better at the way you play the game. You get highly skilled, you win more. It's pretty simple, right? In this program, we've talked about an overarching systematic process, the system for winning every meeting, and we've gone deeper into two core protocols, or two core processes, the 4-step protocol and the meeting protocol. And skills are the other half of playing your best game, and of course, winning more. And this isn't by accident or unique to this program. In fact, this notion of you win more through processes and skills is consistent with all of my work. If you've read my Do What You Want books or done the System for Winning Masterclass, you see that my system for doing what you want, also known as the system for winning, has 5 steps in it. The first 4 steps are process steps. Define what you want. Get real smart on what it takes to win. Have a plan, execute. And then the 5th step is getting skills. And so if you simplify the system for winning down, you see it's comprised of 2 things, process and skills. That's exactly how this system for winning every meeting is laid out as well. Because in all of my years of research, I've discovered this is what it takes to win. How do you get more of what you want? How do you win every meeting? Build your best process and build your best skills. You come back to the basketball analogy, a team of 5 players might have incredible strategy. They might know everything about the game. In fact, they might have studied the game better than anyone else to have ever walked the planet. But if they run out there without any skills, if they can't dribble, they're hardly going to win, are they? And the reverse is true as well, which is if you have no clue how to win or how to play the game, but you're highly skilled at doing it, you're not going to be very successful either. And that's why this system for winning every meeting is set up this way. What does it take to win every meeting? Build your best process and build your best skills. And this is why, as I said up front, this track may be the most important because it's about long-term preparation. You can follow process very, very quickly. I imagine just having gone through the meeting protocol and the 4-step protocol that you can very quickly and effectively put them to work. But skills, it can take a long time to build skills, can't it? And a real commitment. Think about anything that you've learned in your lifetime, and in particular, anything that you've learned to get excellent at. What does it take to build the skills that you need to win? And having just worked your way through this program, you've already gotten much more skilled at the way that you win every meeting. And here, we're honing in a lot more specifically. What specific skills enable you to walk into every meeting and be far more effective at the way you win? Put simply, those with better skills win. This is true in sport, and true in basically every facet of life. And you might even say it's especially true when it comes to topics of communications and influence. And the reason for this is that people who are highly skilled at these crafts have something that basically everyone else in the room doesn't even know exists. It's no coincidence that the last two presidents were elected based on their skills of communications and influence. I know people don't believe it was Trump. Even when they read my Trump book, they say that can't be possible. There are highly skilled salespeople and influencers in the world. No! And with Obama, he was just a great orator. Just an amazing speaker. What a great orator. We say that like it was a gift bestowed on him, rather than a set of skills that he developed in order to win. And the same is true in every arena of communications and influence. Those with the best skills are far more likely to drive their intent, whether that's selling, a board meeting, negotiation, meeting a man or a woman. Like that game of basketball, when humans are interacting, you would expect the person who's far more skilled at the way they interact with other people is far more likely to win. And this is the massive challenge for many people on this topic. That, quite simply, they think they're already skilled at this. They look at this thing called communications and influence in the world and they say, oh, I'm good at that. They can speak eloquently without saying like and but and like, but, yep. Okay. They don't stumble through sentences. And so they perceive themselves to be good at communications and influence. Yet they're only operating at the same basic level as everyone else around them. When an expert communicator steps into the room, they literally walk them around like they're on a leash. See, in our society, these are called soft skills. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not into that stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna work on my soft skills. Like, it's optional that you have them. And it is, if you want to be average at the way you win. And that's all good, because many people are okay with that, and that's all they need for the type of average results that they're driving. But anyone focused on hardcore winning needs hardcore skills. What's more hardcore than the skills that have led the last two presidents to victory? I was with some advertising executives this week and they said to me, all Trump's got is branding and selling. And I looked at them and I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that was all he needed to take over the country. And so anyone who's serious about driving top results and winning every meeting wants to get serious about building these skills. And like all skills, this can be very humbling because it requires first admitting to ourselves that we lack the skills that we're pretending we have. And this is the first step to all learning. Unconscious incompetence. It's admitting what we're bad at. So it's like dancing. I know I'm a terrible dancer, so I'm already at step number two. I'm consciously incompetent. I know how bad I am. But what about those people out there who think they're good and they're terrible? They're unconsciously incompetent. And that's where many people are on skills of communications and influence. Yes, even the ones who sound eloquent. They sound real smart, like they went to Harvard Business School. But having never studied the craft, how would you expect to be good at it? Having never studied influence or hardcore communications, why would you expect to be good at it? Having never played golf, You might be able to pick up a golf club and swing it, but why would you expect to hit a perfect shot? And so the massive challenge for people here is, are you willing to admit that you're not already great at this? And then step into the third step of learning, to become consciously competent. And this is where you take the things that we're talking about here and you deliberately do them. It's like when you first learn to drive a car. At first, there's a lot of things that you need to remember, and as long as you're thinking about it, you can be competent. And then over time, as you do it over and over and over again and your skills get better, you become unconsciously competent, meaning that you can do it without thinking about it. And building the skills we're covering in this track works exactly the same way. As we talked about earlier, your communications and influence begins with you. What I mean by this is, what's your intent? What's your character? What's your state? What tools do you have on? And this, you might call the skill of mindset, the way that you communicate with yourself and influence yourself. And that's skill number one that we're covering. The second skill we're covering is communications. See, even when you accept that communications is a hardcore skill, how do you get good at it? How deep does the rabbit hole go? As you might have heard me or other people say before, or found in your own research, only 7% of the message we deliver are the words that we use. Half of our message is delivered by our body, our physiology. 30% of it is delivered by our vocal qualities. This means even if you think you sound real eloquent, like you went to Harvard Business School, that's 7% of the message. The rest of it is the way you use your body and the way you use your voice. Consider the word no. The word itself tells you absolutely nothing about the message being conveyed. No. 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 Do you see that the word is meaningless relative to the way that it's delivered? And understanding communications and influence comes down to understanding what is your overall message. That's the second skill. The third skill we're covering is selling.